Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Yes. For one thing, I'd like to know the name of your company.
Okay, so we're a third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
Yeah, what? I'm sorry.
We're a third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
Okay. I don't recognize you on a charge. I've got three charges from a particular company.
Okay, I'll be happy to look into that for you. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
03820.
Okay, you said 03820?
Yes.
Thank you. Who would I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Rita Durkin.
Okay, Ms. Durkin, can you verify your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
155 Durham Road, Dover, New Hampshire.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I review your account. Okay, so I do see the charges you're speaking of. It's for our Bitesub app, the meal planning app. Have you got a chance to use it yet?
No, I've never used it.
Okay, do you remember doing a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and you might have paid $1 to $5 for shipping?
I might have done that, yes, but yeah, I never got anything.
Yeah, so that's what it got started from. So the Dyson vacuum cleaner was a sweepstakes you entered. And when you pay the shipping for it, it'll tell you in the terms and conditions. You'll then be enrolled in the Bitesub app on a monthly subscription.
So I've been paying $59 a month for 3 months for nothing?
It's for an app on your phone. Since you haven't got a chance to use it yet, I can get that monthly rate down $20 for you.
Well, I've just reported it to the fraud because I've my husband's been sick for 3-4 months, so I wasn't aware. I haven't been doing any charges, so I wasn't aware I was being charged for that.
Okay, so that being said, I'll go ahead and cancel your account today.
Well, I need some of that taken off.
Well, because you say you filed for fraud, did you file a dispute?
Yeah.
Okay, so because you filed a dispute, I can get your account canceled. You won't receive any further charges. And as for the dispute, has it already gone through, or is it in the process?
It's in the process. I haven't filled any papers out yet. I'm going to do that today.
Okay, so since it's in the process, you would have to call back with your bank on the phone to verify either, one, the dispute is not going through, or they can drop the dispute, and then we can issue you a refund.
Say that again. What have I got to do?
Okay, you have to call back with your bank on the phone, and they can verify that, one, the dispute is not going through, or they're willing to drop the dispute, then we can issue you a refund.
And how much of a refund are you
It'll be the full refund of the $59.89.
So there's like three charges there.
Yes, ma'am, it's three.
And what was the sign up for?
For the Bitesub app. It's a meal planning app.
I don't think that was very clear, was it?
Well, ma'am, it's in the terms and conditions. You may have overlooked them. But give me 1 second while I'm canceling your account, and then I'll get you your cancellation number.
And that's who I give that to, the bank?
Well, this is just for you to keep to prove. This is proving that you've talked to somebody.
Okay.
Okay, so I do have your account canceled. You won't receive any further charges. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, the number is C as in Charlie, 920-771-7700. 675.
Okay, that's a cancellation number. Is now is that what I give to the bank? So the bank has to call you. Is that how that's working now?
Either the bank can call or you can call with the bank on the phone, like a three-way call.
Well, that's not going to happen. It's not going to be a three-way call.
You can't do a three-way call?
Not really, no.
Okay.
How else can that work?
Is it because of the type of phone you have you can't do a three-way call?
Well, that would be one of them, and the other one I have to take care of my husband, so.
Okay. You can call the bank, and you can tell them to give us a call, and then we can issue the refund.
Okay. Is there anything else the bank needs to know?
No, ma'am.
So if the bank calls you, you will issue a refund?
Yes, if they confirm that a dispute has not been final.
Okay, let me write that down. Confirm that...
That either the dispute is not going through or they can drop the dispute.
That the dispute is not gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Confirm the dispute not issued.
Yes.
Right? Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have them talk to anyone in particular?
No. When they call, we're a 24-hour call center, and I put it in the notes already, so the next person that receives this call will already know the situation.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for giving us...
I won't be signing up to anything again, I can tell you that.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't been charging, so I haven't even been looking. I've been just paying every month and have not been looking at the charge. I haven't, you know, so.
Right.
So that was my fault, too, so. Okay, well, I'll give a call to the bank and see what they can do.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yep.
Bye.